Hi, this is Peter from ultimatemarketingstrategies.net, and today I want to welcome Shane from Rich Quick Review, and he's also the creator of the newly launched Backlink Battle Plan. Welcome, Shane.
Hi, Peter. Thanks for having me.
I know you've been very busy with the launch up to Backlink Battle Plan. That's a bit of a mouthful. I think I'll call it BPP from now on. It's a bit easy.
yeah, go ahead.
But before we get stuck into, you know, what BPP is all about, I just wonder if you could give us a brief overview of why and how you got into online marketing.
Sure, yeah. Well, the thing is that I was like really, really late realizing that online marketing is probably something I should take a look at, because I only, you know, what people think of when you say online marketing is this whole thing like affiliate marketing, info products, building websites, doing SEO and all that. That kind of thing is something I only got into about 9 or 10 months ago. So it's not that long ago. But I was building and running various businesses off and online before that. And I had an online store before that as well, but I had no idea what I was doing basically. You know, I had no idea about how online marketing worked. I had no idea about search engines or traffic sources or anything. I was just totally clueless. I just had this online shop. And so it really took me a long time. But the real reason that I got into online marketing or into affiliate marketing originally was that I was simply looking for a product that I could sell that had high profit margins. Because before that, and I still do that, I still sell computer hardware, which unfortunately where the profit margins are just tiny, like, you know, 1 to 5% tiny. And I got really annoyed with the problems that causes, because it means that you're selling a lot of material, and, you know, you're basically having, you generate huge revenue, but you have almost no profits to show for it. And with shipping costs and returns and problems like that, refunds and whatnot, it's just a huge deal with a lot of money changing hands, but nothing sticks to your own bank accounts. And I got really fed up with that. So I looked for products that I could sell that had very high profit margins. And I came across this concept of affiliate marketing, which I didn't know anything about before that. And I was kind of hooked on that, you know, info products and affiliate marketing. That was like the solution that I've been looking for, because no shipping costs, none of that stuff going on, and near 100% profit margins. If you use free traffic, you know, you have to cover for a bit of hosting and stuff like that, but you basically get near 100% profit margins. So that's what originally got me interested in all of this.
Right, so when you first dipped your toes into internet marketing, was there any one particular product that you purchased and followed, or was it just a matter of a lot of research and putting together all the pieces?
Well, actually, I created a blog somewhere and started experimenting with that a little bit, and didn't really follow any product or anything. But actually, you know, the funny thing is that the first internet marketing product I ever bought was actually years ago. I bought the Rich Jerks manual, or whatever it was called. That was, and I don't know, that's like probably like 5 years ago or something. And I remember buying that because I was fascinated by I somehow came across this sales page, this Rich Jerks sales page, and was kind of intrigued by it. And then I did some research on it and learned that this was a huge success, that this was selling like crazy. And I was totally fascinated by the fact that something like that would sell, that people would pay money for that. It was like really fascinating to me. And I ended up buying it mainly out of curiosity. I didn't really believe that it would make me rich overnight, but I was just really curious about it. And I read it and I didn't understand a word. I was basically so clueless about the internet and, you know, I really don't have any technical background or anything, and it's taken me forever to learn how to build websites and stuff like that. And when I read that manual, I literally didn't know what I was reading. I just didn't get it at all. And that was actually my first ever internet marketing product, but I didn't do anything with that.
So would it be fair to say that you're mostly self-taught?
Yeah. I think I'm. I mean, well, you know, you can't really call it self-taught because it's more like I tend to gather ideas from many different sources. You know, a lot of free sources like blogs and articles and whatever you can get for free, but also from paid products. But I tend to piece things together and make my own system or whatever. I don't really ever follow anyone else's formula in that sense.
Yeah, I know on your Rich Quick Review blog, you say you have quite an analytical approach to things and you like, you know, breaking things down and testing them and experimenting. So I guess, would you say that it's that sort of process that's sort of put you where you are now?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, I think that's probably more a question of mindset than anything else. To me, everything is simply an experiment. I've never been really desperate for, you know, I've never been in the situation where I think, oh, this product here has to save me. This system here that's taught in here needs to be the one that saves me and that gets me out of debt or whatever. To me, it's more, my approach is always that of curiosity. I look at the product and I try some things and I see what happens and then kind of go with that. And, you know, I'm not hugely disappointed when something doesn't work. That's just, you know, that's a learning experience. I know one more thing that doesn't work. And I'm more than willing to adapt and try new things to make something work better. So I think that is a huge part. But I think it's probably more important for motivation and for sticking with it. Because I just never have a huge stake in some kind of a method or product needing to work for me, right?
Okay, well, speaking of motivation, so what was your motivation for creating Backlink Battle Plan?
Well, Backlink Battle Plan was created, basically what I did is I did some surveys to my own mailing list and to, you know, wherever else I could get a survey in front of people, asking them what kind of stuff that they needed and what kind of questions they had, what kind of problems they had in their internet marketing and their online businesses. And backlink building was one of the top answers was that people have trouble generating traffic streams to their websites. People seem to be very confused. A lot of people seem to be very confused about the whole backlinking thing. And so I kind of combined those two and I decided to take those two points, backlink building and traffic generation, which kind of go into the same thing. You know, in the end, if you build backlinks effectively, you get traffic. That's kind of the point. And decided to make a product. And the thing is, I think a lot of people, you know, I think everybody knows that they should be building backlinks, or everybody who does SEO anyway. And there's like tons of information out there, often very contradictory. Some people, you know, on the one hand, you can relatively cheaply buy blasts of basically tens of thousands of spam links and have those created for you. And on the other hand, there are people who say, oh, you shouldn't build more than one link a day or two links a day, or otherwise your Google will slap your site or whatever. So there are sometimes hugely contrasting opinions about backlinks. And so I thought I wanted to make a product that takes all of the guesswork out of building backlinks.
Right. So how long did it actually take you to come up with your, I guess what we call the formula or the structure of BPP?
But that's really difficult to answer because I started, you know, with my very first website, I already started with building backlinks. And of course, when I started out, I had no idea what I was doing. But really the system that you're seeing now has evolved over the entire 9 or 10 months or whatever it's been since I've been doing this online marketing. So I can't really say that there's, you know, I didn't sit down and create it in a few days or in a few months or whatever. It just, this is what you're seeing now is just like the most current evolution of my backlink building system.
Okay, yeah. I guess, yeah, things like that tend to evolve over time, don't they?
So yeah, definitely.
Presumably you apply the BPP techniques to all of your sites. Would that be correct?
Yeah. So the only thing is that with Backlink Battle Plan, I concentrate entirely on free automation tools and free automation systems for building backlinks. And in my own SEO campaigns, I do make use of some paid backlink building tools and services and whatnot. So that's the only difference to what I do myself, is that I add into that, but you know, following the same strategy, following the same structure, I add some paid tools.
So with the paid tools, do you use those in conjunction with the free ones or instead of them?
No, definitely in conjunction. The free tools and systems you see in Backlink Battle Plan are, they're not like cheap replacements or something for, you know, for the real tools which you have to pay for. They really are some really good systems, and I do use all of them myself because they're just highly effective. I simply add on some more that I need to pay for.
Okay. Well, given the popularity and certainly the very positive feedback you've had on your free videos that you've posted, just wondering whether you've already given away the best parts of BPP, or are there, you know, some really good stuff left in the course itself?
Yeah, I think that the thing is that the best part of Backlink Battle Plan is that it's an entire system, that where every part works together with every other part. Because if you look at the free stuff that I gave away in the Backlink Battle Plan blog, there's the one method that I think I just called the email method on the blog. That is probably the neatest system or the neatest technique that I have in my bag of tricks. Because it's just, it's like really elegant. Once you set it up, it's like a really, really elegant, really simple way of building automatic backlinks. So that may very well be the best trick in the bag, so to speak. But the best thing about Backlink Battle Plan is that it's an entire system, and that, you know, and it was built from the ground up to be not just a collection of tools. Because I think most people have that kind of thing. I think most people have a collection of things where, you know, they know that, okay, I can do blog commenting to build backlinks. I can do article submissions. I can build forum profile links. I can do this and that, right? I think most people actually know about these different tools or about these different methods of building backlinks. But what makes Backlink Battle Plan different is that it gets all put together into one, an almost linear process where you can really start with method number one and walk through step by step, walk through these methods to build a really strong and effective link network. So the best part of Backlink Battle Plan is the whole thing and not any one of the given tools and tricks.
Well, I guess that's why you've it's called Backlink Battle Plan, because I guess the whole point of it is putting all of those tools and things together, isn't it, in a structured plan. Because I have come across a lot of courses in the past where they're quite disjointed. They might tell you about one product or one system or method or other, but there's no real way of joining those all together. So that's probably a fairly important part of your product, I'm guessing.
Yeah, and you know, I think one thing I noticed in my own backlink building campaigns is that a problem you have with all of these, or, you know, as you say, with some other backlink building courses, and especially with all the free information you can get. I mean, there's no end to free information on blogs and in forums and so on about how to build backlinks. But the problem you'll quickly be faced with is that there's only 24 hours in the day, and there are a million ways to build backlinks. So the question then becomes, well, what should I be investing my time in? Because if you just have like a huge collection of here's how you can build backlinks, it's, well, I can't do all of this, right? I can't, there's just not enough time to do all of this. So what should I concentrate on? What should I do first? What should I do next? And so on. So yeah, I think that's a very important part. That's, you know, again, I think that's like the main thing that makes Backlink Battle Plan as valuable as it is that it's this plan.
Okay, well, based on the survey results, obviously the backlinking was the number one thing that people were having problems with. What other products are you considering making in the future?
Well, the next one that's based directly on the surveys I did is going to be, actually it's going to be a series of products and perhaps webinars and stuff like that is going to be basically how to deal with information overload in internet marketing and how to deal with this kind of procrastination that's caused by there being too much information around. Because that's another thing that became very clear through these survey results is that a lot of people in internet marketing really don't get anything done or don't get much done, you know, in terms of actually building websites, actually submitting articles, actually doing all of the stuff they should be doing, because there's just so much information everywhere. There's so much distraction. There's, I mean, every day there's some new magic formula product coming out. There's so much promotion going on that it's just a complete overwhelm. And that was that's something I definitely have a lot to say about, because, you know, personal productivity is like one of my favorite topics. And so my next, or the next product that's going to be based directly on these survey results is going to be about how to deal with this kind of thing, how to deal with all of this information, how to avoid information overload, and how to stay productive in your online business. But having said that, there's going to be a lot of other products as well. I have quite a long lineup of products coming along. Some of them I co-create with some partners. Some of them I do myself. So there's going to be a lot of products coming out made by me, or where I collaborate on them in the coming few weeks and months.
Okay, well, I'll definitely be looking forward to seeing some of those products coming out, because I can certainly identify with the information overload. And some days, yeah, I definitely get pretty distracted, and some days, you know, I can keep my mind and focus on the task, so I know what it's like. Okay, yeah. Shane, well, thank you very much for joining us, and I wish you all the well with Backlink Battle Plan.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Peter.